From London, BBC Caribbean Report. Only minor complaints as the first phase of the long-awaited Guyana election gets underway. The Torricelli bill to tighten the embargo on Cuba is given congressional approval, and Jamaican banana producers back the Windward Islands' strong criticism of U.S. administration officials. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Guyana's security forces were casting their ballots today as the country prepares for general elections next Monday. As Sharif Khan reports, despite some complaints about procedure, things seem to be going according to plan.
The first phase of voting in the October 5 national elections in Guyana is on the way, with some 6,000 soldiers and other disciplined services members casting ballots Monday. Those voting a week before the long-awaited national elections will be deployed on duty around the country on polling day. And initial reports were that except for some minor problems, the balloting went smoothly. A spokesman for the major opposition group, the People's Progressive Party Civic, said they had not received reports of any serious blemishes, but were still awaiting more comprehensive findings. Full reports on the voting by the disciplined services were not expected until this evening.